Well, I'm joined by Graham Rowntree, and Graham, you've had a week or two now with some of the newer faces here in the England camp, maybe missing some of the more established guys, but how's it been for you?
Exciting. Got some new cattle in to have a look at, and the signs are already that the new guys want to be here. They've shown a lot of energy. Train really well. We're only a day and a half into our working week, and we're already in the advanced stages of how we want to play the game. So where we are now, very pleased with all of them.
And you're into the new coaching setup. Mike Catt is now in alongside. I remember you guys saying that during the Six Nations with Andy Farrell and the setup that it wasn't totally departmental. You guys would have opinions on what each other were up to. Now that Mike Catt's into the setup, has that continued?
Yeah, we're all on the field coaching. It's not a case of, right, we're going to do some work with Mike, then you're going to go and do some work with Graham. We're all involved. That's how Stu wants to do things. And that's what we did in the Six Nations. So far, he's just slotted straight in. You know, he's a different character to Faz, but he's got the same enthusiasm, the same energy.
Now, the Barbarians are a side with a great history. Last year, there was only 6 points in it at Twickenham. Do England need them to bring a big game to be ideally prepared for going to South Africa?
I don't think it's a question of need. I'm sure they will. You look at their squad. I've never seen such a strong Barbar squad. You know, they've beaten us a couple of times over the last 4 years, I think. We're certainly treating this as a proper test, a Six Nations game. And they'll be a handful because they've got some big names there as well. So I think the magnitude of the game will be a good enough test of where we are at the moment with this group of players we'll have playing.
And they're under no illusions about the size of the game and how important it is?
No, as I said, first meeting of the week, we lay down the law and said, this is a big game for us. We want to win. This is our next big game, regardless of what's happening the month afterwards. This is our next big game to keep the momentum.
And what information can you give us on the England team that's likely to show out? News on the captaincy, I understand?
Well, we'll be naming our team, indeed our Test 22 on Friday, but the news today is Phil Dowse is captaining the team. Delighted for him. He's been a very good leader for us. He's in our leadership group at the moment, led very well in the Six Nations. In the face of being dropped from the starting lineup, he was still one of our key leaders going into the end of the Six Nations. Has captained the Saxons for Stuart before, and he's a big character around the group. I'm delighted for him.
What is it you like about him in particular?
He's selfless. He's a giver, as Dowse. He's always giving advice to the youngsters and the people around him, even when he's not in the team. He's just giving his energy and giving advice to the guys, always very enthusiastic. There's not much more you need.
Now, it'll just be 13 days from the Barbarians game to when England will have their first test in South Africa. So what do you need to see from this side on Sunday afternoon at Twickenham?
I think we'll look at this game in its own context. We're not speaking about South Africa at all, but I want everyone, the guys who are playing, to have their best game for England. Not be worried about losing, but come and show us why you're playing for England, why you're being picked to play for England, bring your best game.
And does that continue very much the ethos that Stuart Lancaster's brought alongside yourself in terms of have no fear and play to express yourself?
Totally. Yeah, of course, that's leading on. Everything we want, technically and mindset, is carrying on from the Six Nations.
And as far as the new coaching setup's concerned, all of the new faces, it's all fitting together. You're feeling happy and confident currently with this England setup?
2 days in. So far, so good.
Fantastic. Graham Rowntree, thanks very much for your time.
Cheers.